The Gemara says on the top of Daf some ways on the matzal and mitzvah achad arach and mitzvah achad katzar. Amar Rav lekana lekenaged hakatzar is only kind of the katzar. Amar Rav kana Rav asked the Rav yikna kenaged reish tar. Why don't you say he's kind of kenaged the reish tar? So the Gemara says it shasik Rav shaisik. He didn't seem to have an answer to their question. So it's an interesting thing that we find many times in Shas this mosig of shasik Rav. Questions we ask to Rav and Rav shaisik. He didn't say a teretz. You find this by Rav more than by other people. And what's the pshat holy davar the dafka by Rav? The Iker we find so many times that it was Shasik Rav, the Rav did not give an answer. And the Ramam Ipanu says of Haldik Azaf in his Kunch Zionis Elam, this is brought down by the Chavis Yar in his Chuvah Sim Kufnan Beis. The Ramam Ipanu says that to do it, that Rav is Rav Abba. The Rashbam says this earlier in Rav Abba, that Rav is Rav Abba. They call him Rav, but he really was Rav Abba. And Rav Abba is somebody who's brought down many times in the Zohar. Here's from the Iker Talmidim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He was the person who wrote down a lot of his Torah on this, Rav Abba. And Rav Abba was a big bucky in Pnimis HaTorah based on what he was in Mekabel from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he lived for a very long time. He lived till the Amoraim. That's why his name was Rav. Rav, he was called Rav. Rav is means Beis Reish, two times Reish. He lived for 400 years. That's rumors in his name. And this was the Rav who was a Talmud Shimon Bar Yochai and was also around the Zman HaAmoraim. And being that he was a Talmud Shimon Bar Yochai, he knew Pnimis HaTorah, so many times he was asked kashas, and there wasn't a Teretz Alpi Nigla, but there was a Teretz Alpi Nisra. Alpi Nisra, he knew a Teretz of his kasha, but he wasn't able to be Megalit because not everyone was right to be Mekabel Chachmas HaNisra. And for that reason, Rav was Shaisik, not because he didn't have an answer, but because he couldn't be Megalit what the answer was, because the answer had, in order to answer it, you have to come on to Pnimis HaTorah, to Teretz HaNisra. So whenever you have Shasik Rav, that means there is a Teretz, which is Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Nisra, and it's somehow Merumas in the Nyanim that the Gemara says. And it goes on to explain the Ramam Ipanu over here, what the Nyanim were, and these are things you don't have Shakas to, but I'll just say over what he says. He says that the Shiloh over here is if it's the Aruch or the Katzar. There's Meitzah Aruch and Aruch, Meitzah Aruch and Katzar, and he says the Aruch is connected the Bechina of Aruch Anpin, Katzar is connected Zer Anpin. And then when they asked him, Yikne Keneged Reish Tar means a Meshulash, according to some Rishonim, a triangle, and the triangle includes both the Abba, the Ima, and the Mazel, which are other Bechinas of the Zinyanim, which comes through the Zer Anpin. So whatever the Zinyanim are, again, we don't know, but we see the Dvar Mamukim over here that are really going on behind the scenes over here with what Rav is saying in the Kash on him. And Rav Taka had a Teretz, Alpi Teretz, and a Sir, but he couldn't be Megalit. For that reason, the Gemara says that it was Shasik Rav.